I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. A group of sportsmen, farmers, ranchers, and businesses have kicked off a campaign to educate Coloradans to what they say are serious dangers of bringing wolves to the state. The group, mostly from southwest Colorado, formed Colorado Stop the Wolf Coalition. Richard Connell with the coalition expects wolf advocates to introduce a voter initiative that would reintroduce 500 to 1,000 wolves to the state.
They're going to be migrating to Nebraska, Oklahoma. They're going to migrating right through Denver, Colorado Springs, and the other large urban areas, the suburbs of those areas. They're not going to stay here. And once they do come, just like the wolves that are in Idaho and the further north in the Rocky Mountains, these wolves bring hazards with them.
Montana State Senator Mike Phillips is an advocate of wolf reintroduction efforts and reportedly wants to connect the wolf populations of the north and south by introducing packs in Colorado. Phillips told reporters that if Coloradans are open to hearing another perspective, they would agree that coexisting with wolves is a relatively straightforward thing. He says he's got the science to prove it. But Connell says they'll be ready with their own facts, and they may decide to offer a counter-initiative to voters next year that would prohibit the reintroduction of wolves to the state.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.